نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال اني ذاهب الى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم صدق الله العظيم. We were reading in Surah Safat when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the fire, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him safe. But after that, as a rule, when for any messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people try to kill him, then he makes hijrah from that place. He immigrates to other land. So immediately after that he said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَاهِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. And he said, surely I am going to my Lord, he will certainly guide me. The history tells us that he went from Iraq to Sham, Syria, because in between is a very big desert. So he had to take a very long route. But then after reaching the northern part of Syria, then he came down to the Palestine of this age, this time. رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. At the same time, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, grant me a righteous offspring. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. So we gave him the glad tidings of a forbearing son. This word Halim appears in the Quran only thrice for any human beings. Always it comes from Allah only, forbearing. But twice for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and once for Ismail alayhi salam, this word comes in Quran. Here, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We gave him the glad tidings of a forbearing son. That is Ismail alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَاهُ السَّعْيَ. When he reached the age of working alongside his father, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. It was at the age of 13. Hazrat Ismail was 13. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَصْبَحُكَ. He said to the son, Ismail alayhi salam, oh my dear son, I have been seeing in my dream that I am slaughtering you. فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Now look, what is your opinion? What do you say? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. He said, oh my dear father, go ahead and do what you are being ordered and commanded to do. Satajaduni inshaAllahu min as-sabirin. God willing, you will find me from among the persevering. Falamma aslama. When both of them submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, watallahu lil jabeen, and he had laid him down over his forehead. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. He was just going to slaughter him, kill him. When Allah says, we call to him, saying, oh Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have indeed fulfilled your vision. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we reward those who reach the level of excellence in their deen in the same way. We have tried and you have succeeded. But no further, don't kill the son. In هَذَا لَهُ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. Verily, it was a very big test through which you have come with flying colors. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْنٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him for a mighty sacrifice. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left for him praise among the later generations. All are praising Ibrahim, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, all. And maybe even the Hindus. There is an idea that Brahma, which they call is the deity, it is actually the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They have made him God, just as the Christians made Hazrat Masih alayhi salam son of God. So these things are the perversions of the people. Maybe they also mean Ibrahim when they call Brahma. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace be upon Ibrahim. كَذَلِكَ نَجْدِ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. In this way we reward the good doers. innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. Surely he was among our believing servants. Wa basharnahu bi Ishaq. Later on, we gave him the glad tidings of Ishaq, nabiyya min as-salihin, that he will be a prophet from among the righteous. Wa barakna alayhi wa ala Ishaq. And we blessed him and also Ishaq. Wa min zurriyatihima. And from the progeny of both of them. Both of them, progeny of Ibrahim and Ishaq. That is, the progeny of Ismail is not covered here. Progeny of Ibrahim and Ishaq. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا مُحْسِنٌ وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ. There are good doers of the good deeds also, and there are wrong doers also, who are manifestly in error. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. And we did confer a favor on Musa and Harun, alayhim as-salam. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we delivered them and their people from the mighty distress. وَنَسَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُهُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. And we helped them, so they became the victors. وَآتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ. And we gave them the book, which gave them the light. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And we guided both of them to the straight path. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And left for them also the praise among the later generations. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Peace be upon Musa and Harun. Inna kazalika najzil muhsinin. Surely in this way we recompense the good doers. Inna huma min ibadina al-mu'minin. Surely both of them were from among believing servants. Wa inna Ilyas ala min al-mursaleen. In the same way, Ilyas was also from among the messengers. Is qala li qawmihi la tattaqoon. When he said to his nation, don't you fear God? Atad'una Ba'lan. Do you call upon Baal? Baal was their god. And that is why there was a city, Baal Bak, city of Baal. Baal was the god whom these people, you know, they worshipped. Atad'una Ba'lan. You call upon Baal. Watadaruna Ahsan al-Khaliqeen. And you are forsaking the best of the creators. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbakum, that is Allah, who is your Lord. وَرَبَّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And He is the Lord of your forefathers also. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. So they belied Him. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُعْضَرُونَ. So they will also be presented before us as criminals. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those of our servants whom we had chosen for ourselves. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left for them praise in the coming generations. Salamun ala Ilyasin. Peace be upon Ilyas. Inna kazalika najzil muhsinin. Innahu min ibadin al-mu'minin. Wa inna Lutan la min al-mursaleen. And Lut was also from among the messengers. Izna jainahu ahlahu ajma'in. When we delivered him and his family all. Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin. Except an old woman, his wife. She remained with those he remained behind. ثُمَّ دَبَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Then we destroyed the others. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَبَرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And verily, you pass by them in the morning and at the night. The caravans, you know, trading caravans which used to go from Hijaz to Syria, passed by these, you know, cities of Gomorrah and Sodom. So, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَبَرُّونَ. You keep on passing by their cities. عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ. In the mornings, وَبِاللَّيْلِ, and during the night also, أَفَلَا تَعْخِلُونَ. So do you not understand? وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In the same way, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was also one of the messengers. Is أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْهُونَ. When he fled, ran to a laden ship, when he departed from his nation, without the express permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was a mistake that he committed. Now he came and he mounted a ship which was going perhaps in Shatt al-Arab, where you know these two rivers of Iraq, they join each other, Furat and Dajla. And this is a very big waterway now, Shatt al-Arab. And here some ship was going and he also joined them. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَظِينَ. Then he cast lots with others and was the one who lost. Now what happened, according to the stories, that the ship was trembling as if it will drown. They said there is some slave who has run away from his master in this boat. And that is why this boat is going to sink. So that person should be thrown into the water, into the river. Now they cast lots to know who is that person. So name of Jonas came and he was then lifted and thrown in the river. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ And then he was swallowed by a fish, maybe very big fish, some whale. وَهُوَ مُلِينَ And he was reproached. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ But had he not been from among those who glorify Allah, because there he glorified, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ He admitted that I have committed mistake, I have done wrong to myself, so Allah, you forgive me. لَلَبِسَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Had he not been from among the those who glorify Allah, he would have lived in the belly of the fish إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ till the day of resurrection. فَنَبَزْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَائِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ But then we threw him on a shore like a desert while he was sick, vomited. The fish vomited him out on the shore. وَأَبَّتْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ He was very sick and ill. وَأَبَّتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّنْ يَقْطِينٍ And we made to grow over him a plant of gourds. Now about this I have information. Professor Ahmaduddin Mararavi, he was a inspector of school in Balochistan. And he says along the coast of Makran, there grows, you know, some creepers which spread on the earth. And it has fruit, very sweet. And also there is some pesticide or insecticide effect in its leaves. So, no insects, etc. come there. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they call it iggin, in that local Makrani language, they call it iggin. Now, this is yaqteen. Yaqteen and qaf is changed into gaf. As the Arabs say, gul, gum. Instead of saying qum, they say gum. Instead of saying qul, they say gul. So, iggin is the change form of yaqteen. So, this was the plant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made grow. Big leaves, so that they covered the body of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam from the sun. And then there were the insecticide in the leaves. So, no insects, no bacteria some or the sort, they attacked him. So, there he came to health again. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّنْ يَقْتِينَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ Then he was sent back to 100,000 people. 100,000 people, the community of 100,000. فَأَسْلَمُوا فَآمَنُوا And they came to believe in him. فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ So we let them have comforts in this world for some time. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَلِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ Now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, the people of Arabia and Makkah, are for your Lord's daughters, and for them are the sons, they like sons, but they have allotted daughters, they say, the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاسًا وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ Did we create these angels as females while they were witnesses? They were seeing it. So they say they are daughters. Ala innahum min ifkihim la yaqulun. Behold, it is surely of their own lie that they are saying. Walad Allah. That Allah has begotten. Wa innahum la kazibun. They are definitely telling a lie. He neither begot nor he was begotten. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ اِسْتَفَلْ بَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ He has chosen, according to their saying, He has chosen daughters over sons. مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ What has happened to you? What type of judgments you are giving? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Don't you get admonished? أَمْ لَكُمْ سُلْطَانٌ مُبِينٌ Do you have a clear authority or proof? فَاتُوا بِكِتَابِكُمْ Then you bring forth your book, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If you are true, وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا And they have declared that there is a kinship between him, Allah, and the jinns. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ And the jinns very well know, إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ That they will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is a hadith according to Mujahid. He was one of the disciples of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And many tafsiri riwayat, traditions of exegesis, we get through him from Abdullah ibn Abbas. They say that the mushrikeen, when they said that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Abu Bakr asked them, then who are the mothers of these angels? They said, the daughters of the chiefs of the jinns were the mothers. So that they became the wives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their own mythology. In this way, they were presenting a relationship, a kinship between Allah and jinns. Subhanallah amma yasifoon. Glorified is Allah above what they say, but they describe. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlaseen. Except the servants of Allah, the ones who Allah has chosen for himself. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ Surely you and those whom you are worshipping. مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ You cannot lead astray anyone against him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ هُوَ صَالِ الْجَحِيمِ Except the one who has to fall in the hellfire. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ And now it is from the angels. And there is none of us, but he has an assigned situation. Every angel has a post assigned to him. You have to stay here. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ And we always remain ranged in ranks. Now this is referring to the first ayah. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّنْ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ And we keep in rows, in lines, in ranks. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُصَبِّحُونَ And we are always glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ And definitely they are saying, لَوَنَّا عِنْدَنَا ذِكْرًا مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ Had we been given any admonition from the ancients, لَكُنَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ We would have been the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusive for him. فَكَفَرُوا بِهِ But now they have belied it, rejected it. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ So very soon they will come to know. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ These ayat are very important. A very big rule, divine rule, has been described in it. And certainly, our command has already gone forth for our servants, whom we sent as messengers. Whomsoever we send as messengers, or we have been sending as messengers about them, this rule, this command had been decided beforehand. And what is that? إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ Verily they will be helped. When their nations come and try to kill them, they will be saved. This is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes the responsibility. إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ And verily our army, our host will be the victor. In the long run, the people who rejected the messengers, they were destroyed altogether. That happened to the people of Nuh and people of, you know, Hud and people of Saleh and people of Shu'aib and the cities to whom Lut was sent and so on and so forth. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn away from them for some time. Leave them. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَصَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ And watch them. And very soon, they will also see for themselves. أَفَا بِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ Do they want to hasten our chastisement? فَإِذَا أَنْذَرَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ When this chastisement of ours will descend in their courtyard, even will be the morning for those people who were warned already. وَتَوَلَّ عَنُوا مَتَّاحِينَ Again, repeat. And O Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, turn away from them for a while. وَأَبْصِرْ فَصَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ And watch. And they will also see for themselves. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ Glory be for your Lord. He is the Lord of majesty, authority, أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ And he is above and high from all those things which they are describing. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ Peace on all the messengers. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of all the worlds. Now, Surah Sad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sad wal-Qur'an is his zikr. Sad, this is the first surah which is starting with one letter. There have been letters, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim Ra, Alif Lam Mim Sad, and so on and so forth. Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. But there are three surahs of Quran which start with only one letter. The first one is this Sad. Then will come Surah Kaf. Then will be Surah Noon. Sad wal Quran is his zikr. By the Quran, which is full of admonition and reminding. Now, what is Jawab-e Qasam? Smuqsam alayh. That is understood. We have to guess according to Surah Yasin. Wal Quran is his zikr, innaka lamina al-mursaleen. This Quran, which has the admonition and the reminding for the humanity, this is the proof, clear proof, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are the messenger of Allah. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ But those who disbelieve are in false pride, and they are totally opposed to it. كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ And before them, how many a generation we destroyed for nada. Then they cried to each other, وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاسِ But the time of escape had passed. Now there was no escape from the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَجَبُوا أَنْ جَاهُمْ مُنْزِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ And they are wondering that to them has come a warner from among themselves, a human being, a person from their own nation. وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ And the disbelievers are saying that he is a sorcerer and a liar, كَذَّاب. أَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا Has he merged all the gods into one god? We had a god, we knew a big god, the biggest god, but along with that big god, there were so many other gods and goddesses. But now, it is a very strange thing that he is saying, أَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا He has merged all the gods into one god. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ This is something very astounding, very astonishing. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ And the chiefs from among them, They just left, departed. Leave him. Leave Muhammad, what he's saying. We can't even listen to it. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ أَنِمْشُوا وَاسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ And they said to their common people also, Go from here. Don't listen what he's saying. And persevere about your gods. Cling to them. Don't listen to him. He's falsifying them. He's saying they are false gods. No. You cling to them and persevere in it. وَاسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ يُرَادُ Definitely, what is Muhammad saying today, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has some personal motives behind it. He wants to become your chief. He wants to attain authority. Something, yurad. He aims at something when he is saying this. مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي الْمِلَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ We have never heard about these things in the previous faiths. In Haza illakhtilaq, this is nothing but an invention. Aunzila alayhi zikru min bainina. Has the admonition and the reminding been sent to him, leaving us? We are the chieftains. We have more wealth. We have more strength. If Allah had to send something, some revelation, he could have chosen one of us, one of the chieftains. Aunzila alayhi zikru min bainina. بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِي But they are in doubt about my zikr, about my remembrance. بَلْ لَمَّا يَذُوقُ عَذَابُ Actually, the reason is that they have not up till now tasted our chastisement. When they will taste our chastisement, then they will know everything. أَمْ إِنَّهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ Do they own the treasures of the mercy of your Lord, who is Al-Aziz, Mighty, and Wahhab, Bestower. You know, this Nabuwa or Risala is a mercy, as we saw. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His mercy to whomsoever He likes. He has selected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is His choice. Now, they are saying He should have selected somebody else, some Walid bin Mughira, or some other big person, very wealthy, a chief among the Quraysh. Am lahum mulku samawati wal ard? Do they have the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth? Wama baynahuma, and whatever is in between them? Falyartaqul asbab, fil asbab. So they let them climb up the heaven by any means. Jundun ma hunalika mahzumun min al ahzab. They are another routed host of the confederates that were there. Before them also there were so many people, so many nations. They were destroyed. This is again a group which will have that final destruction. Kazabat qablahum qawm Nuhin. Before them, the people of Nuh, they belied. Wa Adun, and the nation of Ad. Wa Fir'aun udul Autad. And in the same way, Fir'aun, the one who had the tent pegs, is such a big army that for the tents, you know, there were pegs to erect the tents. And these pegs were so many in number, that so many horses or mules were laden with the pegs only. Zul Autad. Wa Samud, and in the same way, the nation of Samud. Wa Qawmulud, and the people of Lut. Wa Ashabul Aika, and the people of the thicket, people of that jungle. Ulaik al-Ahzab, they were the Ahzab, they were the groups, they were the parties, they were the hosts, they were destroyed before them. In kullun illa kazzabar rusul, all of them, they belied their messengers, faqa iqab, and they then became deserving of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wama yanduru ha'ula illa sayhatan wahidatan, ma laha min fawaq. And these people are not waiting for anything else but a shout, sayhatan wahida, a very loud shout, in which there will be no pause. Continuous, loud shout, continuous. That will be the cause of their death. وَمَا يَنْدُرُ وَهَا أُولَىٰ إِلَّا سَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٍ مَا لَهَا مِنْ فَوَاقٍ وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِتَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. And they are saying, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Lord, give us our portion, whatever you have to give us, good or bad, punishment or reward. Give us before the day of the reckoning. We want it early. You make the decision now. We don't want to wait till the death end, until the resurrection, until the end of the day of judgment. Isbir ala ma yaqulun. O Muhammad, you have patience on what they are saying. Wazkur abdana Dawood wa Zal'ad. And now you mention here our servant Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, Zal'ad, who was the possessor of strength, innahu awwab. And he always turned to us in prayer. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashiyya wal-ishraq. We had subjected the mountains with him because they used to glorify us with him at nightfall and sunrise. When Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, he read the Psalms, you know, the book Zabur is actually a collection of the Psalms. So, and he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had given him a very beautiful, very voice which has a melody in it. So then, you know, the mountains also and the birds also joined with him. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu. We are subjected the mountains with him. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evenings and also in the sunrise, on the sunrise. Wa taira bahshura. And in the same way, the birds which were gathered duly, all were turning towards Allah, turning to Him. وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ. And we have strengthened and fortified His kingdom. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. And we had given to Him the wisdom and decisive sayings and speech. He could decide the matters very soon, understand the matter, decide it, and decide it very decisively. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ. And has the news of two disputants come to you? Is Tasawwurul Mihrab. When they climbed over the wall of the sanctuary in the palace, you know, he had fixed a one place, sanctuary, where he used to pray. Now he was there alone. There was nobody except near. And on, you know, palace, there must have been guards at the gates. But two people, they climbed over the wall and came to him suddenly. Is dakhalu ala Dawooda, when they entered upon Dawood, fafazi'a minhum, he felt danger from them. He was frightened at them. Qalu la takhaf, they said, they want to kill me perhaps, do some harm to me. How have they come? Defying all the guards of the palaces, they have reached here. So he was frightful. Qalu la takhaf, they said, you don't have fear. Khasmane baga baduna ala badin. We are two disputants. We have a dispute among us. One of us has oppressed the other. Faakum bainana bil haqq. So now you decide between us with the truth. Wala tushtit. Don't postpone. Don't say come tomorrow. This is my private time. And I am praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you come and disturb me? Wala tushtit. We want the decision now and here. Wahdina ila sawai sirat, and guide us to the straight way, straight path. Inna haza akhi, now the one said, he is my brother. Lahu tis'un wa tis'una najatan. To him belongs 99 ears. Ears, you know, the sheeps, but a special type of sheep. لَهُ تِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً. He has 99 ewes. وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدًا. And I have only one ewe. فَقَالَ اَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِتَابِ. Now he says, give me, hand me over that one also. And he has oppressed and overcome me in argument. He has overpowered me. He has 99. I have only one. And he says, hand that over also to me. قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسْوَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَىٰ نِعَاجِهِ. Dawood said, well, he is doing wrong. While he is asking that you should hand over your own Eve also to him. وَإِنَّ كَسِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. And definitely, those people, you know, who are partners in this world, in business, etc., in families, they do wrong to each other. There's nothing new in it. People do wrong to each other. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe in Allah and who do good deeds. وَقَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ. And such people are not very much. They are very few. وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ. And then suddenly it came to Dawood. It dawned on him. أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ. Actually, this was a trial for him. We had put him to a test through this. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ. So he asked for the forgiveness from his Lord. وَخَرَّ رَاكِمْ وَنَابِ. And he fell down. First in ruku, and you know, then in sajda, and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I shall explain it later. This is ayatul sajda. So perform sajda. Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirah. فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ. So we forgave him. ذَلِكَ. That. That mistake or sin, whatsoever we may call it, we forgave it to him. وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَىٰ وَحُسْنَ مَعَابٍ. And surely for him is an access to us and goodly resort. Now actually this Surah As-Saf has many incidents quoted here. Very briefly. The details are neither in the Quran nor in the authentic ahadith. But only references are from the Israeli riwayat, the Israelite traditions. And the Israelis, people, these Yahud, they had the bad habit of assigning very bad things to their prophets. He did this and he did that and he did that. About Lut, maybe you might be knowing or not, that his two daughters committed adultery with him. And this is written in Torah. In the same way, there is the story that Dawud alayhi salam had so many wives. He was a king. You know, harem of the kings on those days used to be full of wives. But there was one of his generals, Uriah. Uriah's wife was very beautiful. Someday, Dawood happened to see her. And he liked to marry her. Then he asked Uriah that you should divorce your wife so that I can marry her. So this is the story. Rather there, you know, in Torah, the story goes further. That he refused. But then Dawood, alayhi salam, he sent Uriah on an expedition in which it was sure that he will be killed. So he was killed. And when now that woman became a widow, now he married her. So we don't know how much is the truth. But maybe something, some truth in it might have been, because Quran is saying something. And we don't find any other explanation, you know. And this is the principle of tafsir and exegesis of Quran. That those things which are referred to in Quran briefly, if you have any details in the former books, scriptures, then we can take the things from there. Haddesu al Bani Israel wala haraj. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can take and accept the traditions from Bani Israel and there is nothing wrong in it. Anyhow, Allah best knows what was the incident. But one thing is sure, that something wrong was there in the heart of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this method of warning him so that he becomes conscious of his ill intention or whatever he was going to do. And this is the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves the prophets from doing something wrong. Not that they have no intentions. We have the tradition that Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when I was young, twice it happened that I decided to go to those, you know, where there was singing also and dancing also and, you know, stories were being told. But what happened? I started from my home. In the way, somewhere I sat for some rest, I slept. Kept sleeping whole night. In the morning I wake up and the time was gone. So Allah saved me. Again, once more, the same happened. So Allah saves, you know. This is the ismah, masoom. The prophets are masoom. They are saved. They are protected. Not that no idea of a bad thing can come to their mind. No, no. They are human beings. There can be. Ideas can come. We have read in Suratul Hajj. Wama min nabiyin. But whosoever nabi and messenger we have been sending, when they had some plannings of their own, iza tamanna alqa shaitanu fi umniyatihi. When they were planning themselves, what was coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was absolutely protected. There couldn't be anything wrong in it from the shayateen. But when he was himself planning, there could be some mistake. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him safe. And he is at a proper time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets him know that you are going towards the wrong direction. So this is what happened here. So Dawood came to know that he had some wrong thing in his mind. So he repented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alna ka khalifatan fil ard. O Dawood, we have made you the vicegerent on earth. Fahkum bainan nas bil haqq. So you should judge between people with truth and justice. Wala tattabi'il hawa. Don't follow your lusts. Don't follow your desires. Fayudillaka an sabilillah. They will definitely lead you astray from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allazina yadilluna an sabilillah. Verily those who go astray from the path of Allah, lahum azabun shadid. For them is a very strong, severe chastisement. Bima nasu yawm al-hisab. Because they just forgot that the time is to come when I'll have to account for it. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. And we have not created the heaven and the earth and whatever is between them without any purpose. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This is the thought of those who disbelieve. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. So woe to those people who disbelieve from the fire. أَمْ نَجْعَلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Will we hold those people who come to believe and they do good deeds as those who are the mischief mongers in the earth? They must be repaid accordingly. whosoever is doing good deeds, he must be rewarded, good reward. And whosoever has been a mischief monger, he should be punished. Am najalul muttaqina kal fujjar? Or is it possible that we can make equal those who feared us and those who were miscreants? The answer is no, it is not possible. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi. This Quran is a book that we have sent down to thee, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is Mubarak, blessed. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ So that they should ponder over its revelations. Ponder over. Dive deep into the meanings of this, the revelations of Quran. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُوا وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ So that the people who have an understanding, they get admonished and reminded. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانِ And we blessed Dawood with Sulaiman. We gave him as a son. Naim al-Abd. What an excellent servant he was. Innahu awwab. He also kept turning to us for in prayers. Is urida alayhi bil ashiyyi safinat liyad. When there were presented to him in the evening, standing steeds, swift-footed. He had armies. So armies, there were steeds also, horses of good pedigree. And he was investing, he was inspecting them. Faqala, but he kept busy long. So that the Salatul Asr, you know, this time passed. Faqala, inni ahbabtu hubbal khair an zikri rabbi. Then he repented. I loved this wealth of this world. These horses are the wealth of this world. I loved them so much that they became a bar. And they prevented me from the Salatul Asr, from the zikr of my Lord, from the remembrance of my Lord, hatta tawarat bil hijab, until the sun got hidden in the curtains. It was set. The time of Maghrib has come. Now in that condition, he was so much sad, so much grieved, that in, you know, a special condition, he said, bring back these horses to me. Rudduha fatafiqa masfhan bisuq wal anab. And then he started striking and smiting them in their necks and in their legs. So he was cutting them. Walaqad fatanna Sulaymana wa alqayna ala kursiyhi jasadan summa anab. Another event of Hazrat Sulaiman's life. And we certainly tried Sulaiman and we cast upon his throne a mere body. Now this also needs a very long description. I can't go into that details. I told you, these are some incidents of the lives of Sulaiman and Dawood. Details are not here in Quran. Only references, flying references. So for this, if somebody wishes, he should either consult the former scriptures or the ahadith or the tafasir. Qala, now there's a prayer of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Qala rabbi ghfirli. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Wa habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. And bestow on me a kingdom such as may not suit to anyone after me. You bless me with a kingdom with which you will not bless anybody else till the end. Now the kingdom of Sulaiman was not very great. But you know, he had power over wind. He had powers over jinns. He had power over the animals, birds. So all these things. None else in the whole human history is like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Neither before him nor after him. And that is the dua. Rabbi ghfirli wa habli mulkan. Give me a kingdom. La yambaghi li ahadim min baadi. Which nobody after me can have. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَابِ Verily, you are the giver, the bestower. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we subjected to him the wind. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ According to his command, it blew. رُخَانْ حَيْسُ أَصَابِ Very softly and gently, wherever he had directed. The wind to now blow towards east. Or now blow towards west. And his ships were moving in the seas. And you know, always according to his command, the winds was blowing so that they were taking the ships of Suleiman in the required direction. وَشَيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّائِنْ وَغَوَّاسٍ. And this is again, no other king has been given this authority. Suleiman alayhi salam, to him we made the jinnat. They were subjected to him. And they were for him the builders, banna, waghawwas, and divers in the oceans. Wa akharina muqarrarina fil asfad. And there were others also who were chained in the fetters. Haza ata'una. We said to Suleiman, this is our bestowing upon you. Famnun aw amsik. Now you can share others also in it. Shares all these blessings with people. Or if you like, you can keep it with you. Bighair hisab. We shall not have any reckoning over this. Wa inna lahu indana la zulfa wa husna ma'ab. And definitely for him is with us a very goodly resort and a very near position. Waskur abdana ayyub. And mention here our servant Ayyub, Job, alayhi salatu wassalam, is nada rabbahu, when he called upon his Lord, Rabbi inni massaniya shaitanu binusbin wa azab. Oh my Lord, surely Satan has touched me with toil and chastisement. Urkuz birijileka. The Allah sent the revelation. Stamp with your foot on the earth. Haza muqtasalun. Now when he stamped on the earth, there you know gushed a spring from the earth. And Allah said, now this is for washing and cold drink also. Wa wahabna lahu ahlahu. And we gave back to him his family, wa mislahum mahahu, and another more family people like them. Rahmatam minna, it was all mercy from our side, wa zikra, and a reminding, leulil albab, for those who understand. Wa khud bi yadika zighzan, and now you hold in your hand a bundle of twigs, fadrib bihi, and strike with it, wala tahnas, and don't break your oath. He had said, in some, you know, time of anger, I will strike you. To his wife, he has said, 100 stripes. Now, he was sorry. I had said this, how to do it? 100 stripes to this woman, she might be killed. So Allah said, okay, you take a bundle of twigs, 100 twigs in your hands and strike once. So this will be the fulfillment of your oath. We had found him very persevering person. Naim al-Abd. He was a very fine servant of ours. Innahu awwab. And he was also always turning towards us. Waskur abdan ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. And mention here also our servants Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub. Ulil adi wal absar. They were all people who had might and vision. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin zikradar. We had chosen them with a most pure purpose, and that is the remembrance of the final abode. Wa innahum indana lamna al-mustafain al-akhyar, and surely they are with us of the chosen, the excellent people. Waskur Ismail wal Yasa wal Zulkifl, and mentioned also Ismail and Yasa and Zulkifl, wa kullu min al-akhyar, all of them were from our excellent bondsmen. Haza zikr. This is a reminding or admonition. وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ حُسْنَ مَعَابٍ. And definitely for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's going to be a goodly resort. And what is that? جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. These will be the gardens of perpetuity. مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ. And their doors are open, ready to welcome the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends there. مُتَّقِينَ فِيهَا. They'll be sitting there, reclining, yad'una fiha, and they will be calling for, ordering for, there, bifakihatin kasiratin, much of fruit, wa sharab, and drinks. Wa indahum qasiratu tarfi atrab, and with them there will be maidens of restraining glances, and of equal age. Haza ma tu'aduna li yawmil hisab. This is what you are being promised for the day of reckoning, for the day of judgment. Inna hadha la rizquna ma lahu min nafad. And this is our provision. It is not going to be finished at any time. Hadha wa inna li taghina la sharra ma'ab. This is for those people who are sent to the hell, to the heaven, to the paradise. But for those people who were transgressors, taghin, lashar ramab, for them there is going to be an evil resort, jahannam. That is jahannam, yaslaunaha. They will enter it, fabes al mihad, and that is a very bad resting place. Hada fal yazuku hamimun wagassak. This is for you. Now they should taste this boiling water and pus from the wounds. Waakhiru min shaklihi azwaj. And punishments like these of various kinds. Hada faujun muqtahimun ma'akum. Now people in the, already in the hell, they will say, oh, another group is coming. Hada faujun muqtahimun ma'akum. They are coming towards you, rushing towards you. La marhaban bihim. No welcome for them. Innahum salun nar. They are going to enter the fire. Qalu bal antum. Now the newcomers will say to those who are already there in the hell, la marhaban bikum. No welcome for you. Antum qaddamtumuhu lana. You are our elders. You are the former generation. You have brought all this to us. You were on the wrong path and we followed you. Fabesal qarar. And this is a very bad resting place. Qalu rabbana man qaddama lana haza. And they will say, oh our Lord, whosoever has brought these things to us, fazidhu azaban zaifan finnar. For them, you should increase the chastisement in the, and double it in the fire. وَقَالُوا مَا كُنَّا لَا نَرَى رِجَالًا كُنَّا نَعُدُّهُ مِنَ الْأَشْرَارِ. And they will say, what has happened, we are not seeing amongst us. Those people whom we were thinking that they are among the most vicious people. اتَّقَذْنَاهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. We used to laugh at them, mock at them. أَمْ زَاغَتْ عَنْهُمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. What has happened? Our eyes, you know, they have been turned from them. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Now this disputing between themselves, between the people who've been in the hell, is true. It is going to take place. Qulil wa ana munzir. Say, O Muhammad, I am only a warner. Wama min ilahin illallahu al-wahid al-qahhar. There's no God except the one who is omnipotent, alone. Rabbu samawati wal-ard. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, wa ma baynahuma, and whatsoever is in between them. Al-Azizul Ghaffar. He is all powerful. He has the total authority, but he is also forgiving. Qul huwa nabahun azim. Say, this is going to be a very big news. Antum anu murdun, and you are turning away from that. What are the news? That you will be resurrected. And you know, you will be brought to the book. And then, maybe some of you are sent to the heaven and the rest are sent to the hell. So this is Nabaun Azim. This is a very big news. Antum anhum oridun. You are turning from it. Ma kana li min ilmin bil mala'il ala is yaqtasimun. I don't have any knowledge of the highest exalted assembly of the Malaikatul Muqarrabun when they were dissenting about the vicegerents of Adam. In Yuha إِلَيَّ إِلَّا أَنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Only it is being revealed to me, sent by revelation, that I am nothing but a warner, clear warner. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. And just recall, when your Lord said to the angels, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ طِينٍ. I am going to make a person, a human being, create a mortal from clay. Now this story of Adam and Iblis, here it is coming for the final and seventh time in the Quran. It is there in Suratul Baqarah, section 4. Suratul Araf, section 2. Then it was in Suratul Hijr. Then Surah Bani Israel, Surah Kahf. Then Surah Taha. And now finally, this is the seventh. This is Surah Sa'd. And when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a mortal from clay. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ. So when I have shaped him, وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, and have blown into him from my own spirit, فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. So at that time, you will have to fall before him in prostration. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. So all the angels fell prostrate all together, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ, except Iblis. But he was not an angel, he was a jinn. إِسْتَكْبَرَ. He showed arrogance, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and he became one of the disbelievers. قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ مَا مَنَعَكَ. Now Allah said to him, O Iblis, what has prevented you? Antasjuda lima khalaqtu bi yadayya. That you prostrate before him whom I have created with both of my hands. I have created human being, Adam, with both of my hands. What does it mean? What I think is that this alamul khalq and alamul amr, both are joined in man. And man is the only creation which has both the worlds in him. Now this is alam-e amr, alam-e khalq. To alam-e amr belongs malaika, angels, and our spirits. To alam-e khalq belongs our this body, animals aspect of our existence. Now jinnat are only alam-e khalq. All these animals are only alam-e khalq. All this universe is all only alam-e khalq. Alam-e amr, only malaika, but they don't have bodies. They don't have the alam-e khalq. The only creation of Allah in which both these, you know, worlds have joined together is man. I think this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, I have created this man with both of my hands. Astakbarta. Now this question is to Iblis. Are you arrogant? Am kunta min al-aaleen? Or you are want to exalt yourself? Qala ana khairun minhu. He said, I am better than him. Khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created me from fire and created him out of clay. Qala fakhruj minha fa innaka rajim. Allah said, okay, go forth, go out, go away from here. And because now you are accursed. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ And my curse shall remain with you till the day of resurrection. قَالَ رَبِّ فَانْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ He said, okay, my Lord, now give me respite till the day they shall be raised. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَرِينَ Allah said, okay, go. That respite is granted to you. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ Till the day of the known time. قَالَ فَبَعِزَّتِكَ Now he said, I swear by your honor, لَهُوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will certainly mislead all of them together. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Except those from him whom you have chosen for yourself. قَالَ فَالْحَقُّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ Allah said, okay, then the truth is, and I am saying the truth, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will fill the hell with you and whosoever from the progeny of Adam follows you. From all of you, I will fill the hell. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ O Muhammad, say to them, I am not asking you any reward, any wage. مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ And I am not from among those who are pretenders or imposters. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ This Quran is nothing but a reminding, admonition for the worlds. وَلَا تَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَاهُ بَعْدَهِينَ And certainly you will know the truth, the news that it is giving you. The reality will come to you after some time. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa zikri al-hakim.